From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Point that joins us in about 26 minutes from now. I want to finish up with the text. So we just showed you Bounds report. It's full of government documents, how they did it. It's coming out this year, all these classifications, how they created Lyme's disease, a form of syphilis, which, again, I was reporting on 30 years ago. That was already partially classified. And then now they go, oh, we're going to give you alpha gal. We're going to weaponize the ticks. And Bill Gates is involved in all these open air tick releases and mosquito releases, GMO. I mean, it's just crazy. How they commit crimes that are so massive. The ERs are full of this. There's no alpha gal 10 years ago. He starts the project. It's everywhere. It's just crazy. His fetish is killing people. It was his mother's and father's. He headed up the IBM World Eugenics Society. IBM basically advised the Nazis, Thomas Watson. And I'm not even saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis were just one branch of the global eugenics system. At the top of the food chain is the eugenicist death cult New World Order, folks. And you go, oh, it's the Jews running it all. Okay, well, you look at Albert Bourla and most of the big pharma heads, the majority are actually Jewish. But the point is, it's going on, okay? So, and you know, you got Netanyahu saying, oh, we use all the Israeli people as guinea pigs for shots. We have a national database. It's just crazy. And now, oh, Ebola, global crisis, it's spreading, it's weaponized, oh, we're all dead, give the UN total control. Head of the World Health Organization attacks me and says, you know, better watch what you're saying. And it's just crazy. And I reached out to Tedros and said, fine, come on the show or talk to me. No response back. America tests positive for Ebola. U.S. to screen travelers at airports. It's on. Meanwhile, tick bites drive record ER surge. CDC says, maps show it's exploding. Here's Joe Rogan. Just anecdotally talking about his friend that got alpha gal being bit by it. Can only now eat eggs and vegetables, which is exactly what they said they would do. Now you got to eat his fake meat. Doesn't do it. Bill Gates. Oh, he'll make you eat it. And then we'll dovetail it with another man talking about all just anecdotally all the ticks he sees, which is borne out by all the reports, scientific reports of the explosion and thousands of miles where they should even be. They're just showing up. Oh, and Bill Gates is busy open air testing them in those areas, raining down from the sky in boxes. And then cut to a clip from a surveyor who gives some really good advice. I was giving advice on ticks, and I forgot this is something that all the old-timers, and again, my family from East Texas on my dad's side, is basically western Louisiana, and it's like a jungle, and there's ticks all over the place. And absolutely what this fellow talks about, this type of sulfur you can buy at the store for nothing, Tractor Supply, put it in a sock, pat it on your boots, on your socks, up to your knees, and then just wash it off later. You won't have any problems. It's like kryptonite to the ticks. So you got to deal with this now, folks. It's very serious. So let's go ahead and play these clips.
Really crazy.
And, and ticks. Watch that thing.
The tick thing is nuts.
Yeah, especially because of meat, because of Gates.
Uh-huh. Well, there's Bill boxes Gates, people mad. Are finding, and I don't know if this is true, because I've seen many reports on it, but I'm just going to say what I saw, that farmers and ranchers are finding boxes of ticks on their property. Now, I don't know if that's fake.
I don't know
if someone's setting that up to pretend they found these boxes of ticks, but there's videos of these people finding boxes of ticks.
Now, what they'll say is, they'll probably say they're sterile ticks, and that we're planting them out there so we can diminish the population, is what they'll say. But anytime they try to mess with the balance of nature, it never goes right.
Is that what they're saying?
Just get ready.
Because they loaded Trojan horse into them.
I don't believe you have a right to go to someone's property drop off sterile ticks.
No way in hell.
That's crazy either way. But I have a good friend of mine who got bit by the Lone Star tick and has that alpha gal problem.
Yeah, a guy came out of my house yesterday looking at putting gutters up at our house. And dadgum, he said, and I said, you did what? He goes, yeah, I can't eat anything. Any meat produced by a mammal.
Yes.
I was like,
yeah. So my buddy, he had it, and my friend Evan. So he had it for a little while, and then he did a bunch of treatments and got off of it and then started eating steak again. And he was fine for about a year and a half, and then it came back stronger than ever. And he just can't shake it.
He's been around that long.
Oh, yeah. He can only eat eggs. I mean, he's basically eating eggs and vegetables. That's all he's eating. And every time he tries to deviate, he has a horrible reaction. It makes, for people that don't know, it makes your body allergic to red meat.
Right. And who has got genetically made meat now?
Yeah. Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Yeah. Well, they're doing things with mosquitoes, and they're messing around with nature in a way that no one's given you permission to. The general public does not want you doing this. If they could vote on it, they'd say, no way.
I'm on a walk right now, and I don't even feel comfortable sitting down on a rock because of the amount of ticks that are everywhere. And they're not even just regular ticks, bro. Like, these guys they'll hunt you the down, I swear to God. Bro, I was literally walking through an ATV trail without any trees or, like, it was just rocks, and there was still a f***ing tick attached to my hip. I'm feeling good today. It's, 3 days later, still feeling good. No alpha-gal syndrome yet, no Lyme disease. They say it takes about a week to 30 days to see anything, but I'll keep you guys updated with that.
Hey, everybody. So I've been seeing a lot of these videos with the people getting alpha gal or whatever the hell it is from these ticks. Obviously, something's going on. They're dropping these ticks from the sky on people. Let me give you a tip. I've been a land surveyor for 20, 36 years now. Okay? Was in the field in all kinds of conditions. Okay? An old surveyor once gave me a tip. He said, you know, if you don't want chiggers and ticks on you, because I've had some serious things with chiggers, obviously anybody that's been out in the woods a lot would know what that means, or even in a tall grass, go get some sulfur dust. Okay? Go get some sulfur dust, just like this right here. Look at that. High yield sulfur. You can get it at Tractor Supply. You can get it at Ace Hardware, probably. Put a bunch of that dust in a sock. Tie a knot in the top of the sock. Okay? Tie a knot in the top of it. Before you go out, you beat your boots with it. You beat your socks with it and put your boots on with it, right? Beat all the way up your pant leg, up to your back of your knees, basically. Past your knee a little bit. Now, don't get the shit in your eyes. Don't have it on your skin a whole lot of time. Just, you know, rinse off after you've used it. This is like kryptonite to ticks and chiggers, okay? They don't want to be anywhere near this stuff. So do that while we sort through whatever the hell's going on with our government trying to, you know, poison the hell out of us. Thanks.
Very good advice. Very good advice. And they're confirming it's a real epidemic. It's a real pandemic, and it is totally organized. It is weaponized. Now, Nick Fuentes, to cover the exploding crises in the Middle East with Iran, the Thomas Massie referendum on whether a foreign power can control our domestic operations with Massie, that's all coming up. And then we've got so much more. We've got the Sandy fire explodes in Simi Valley, California, outside Los Angeles. Part two of the Palisades garbage that we witnessed 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. It's all coming up. Also, Jesse Waters is talking about reptoid space aliens about to be declassified. I mean, they're just doing everything they can to distract everybody. It's really insane. We'll be getting to all of that and more. Also, in Oregon, the police say, no, it's the law. You can have a man at the park or you're back at wherever. Just come up naked and talk to your kid. So they've taken the gay pride parades, the pedo parades, with little kids being marched in front of them with naked men everywhere, now to this. So that's all coming up as well today. It all ties in to the destruction of our children and our future. But I got to tell you, it's so disgusting. I like Hegseth overall. I think he means well. But he really drank the Kool-Aid and is an Israeli operative. And there he is, Secretary of Defense, campaigning against an American congressman with all this foreign money. There's your foreign interference right there. Never any real Russiagate, never any of that. Those of us that oppose all this insanity, they claim with no evidence we're Qatari agents or Iranian agents, when these people are all Mark Levin, you name it, Israeli operatives, and it's totally unpopular by turning against them. Their numbers are cratering. Trump's going to lose the midterms, but they don't care. So here's J.P. Sears with a satirical piece he did. Then here's Hegseth campaigning yesterday against Thomas Massie. And here's CBS News. Are you anti-Semitic? Are you anti-Semitic to Thomas Massie? Who on race issues and religious issues is like a liberal. He's like, no, I vote no on all the foreign aid. But it's just, it's like, oh, God, the magic word. Polymarket has narrowed. It's got Ed Galloran ahead at 60, Thomas Massey at 46. So that's flipped, basically, not narrowed. Who knows, ladies and gentlemen. But we'll be tracking it all today. And obviously tonight, I'm going to stay up till we know what happened. And I'll do special reports live this evening. I promise you I'll stay up as late as I need to. Right now, let's go ahead and go to these clips.
Thomas Massie is bad for America. He's been the worst congressman in the history of our country. That's why everyone in the MAGA coalition has always hated Thomas Massie for the past few months. He just wants to put Epstein's friends in handcuffs, while his opponent, the better choice in this election, is funded by Epstein's friends. And one of those friends is a foreign country 6,000 miles away from Kentucky trying to decide this election for Americans, which is the way it should be. And his opponent, Ed, wants to do things that Thomas Massie just doesn't. Like Ed wants to reinstitute the draft for our country. And I kind of like that. So your children can always fight the wars that Israel wants us to. Thomas Massey's against war. Why? I think he's scared. So in this election, you can either vote for the guy that wants to put Epstein's friends in handcuffs, or you can vote for the guy that's funded by Epstein's friends. I think the choice is clear.
President Trump does not need more people in Washington who are trying to make a point, especially from his own party. He needs people willing to help him win, to vote with him when it matters the most. And too often, Thomas Massie has acted like his job is to stand apart from the movement that President Trump leads instead of strengthening it.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth making a detour from the Pentagon to the campaign trail on Monday, campaigning for Ed Gallrein. He's the Republican running against Thomas Massie here in Kentucky. It was very unusual to see a defense secretary actually campaigning. He said he was doing it in his personal capacity, which is allowed by law, but unusual because, of course, this is the time of war. But Congressman Thomas Massie is one of the biggest critics of the Iran war.
A sustained war with Iran will not stabilize the region. It's already ignited the region.
And Hegseth used that as a rationale for why he believes it's time to defeat Massie and elect Gallrein.
And that's what warfighters do. They stand behind leaders and have their back. And they understand that in the middle of a fight, you don't weaken your own side. You advance to the objective.
Now, there's no doubt this is one of the most expensive House primaries in the country. But Hegseth coming here to Kentucky to deliver the president's personal support for Gallrein, and most importantly, why he believes Kentucky voters should send Massie out of office.
Are you anti-Semitic?
They're trying to tell you that it's anti-Semitic for me to expose the fact that the Republican Jewish coalition has spent millions of dollars in this race, that a dual citizen, Miriam Adelson, who even Trump says is more loyal to Israel than the United States, has spent millions of dollars in this race. Those are mere facts. And it's
okay,
really...
It's a yes or no. Are you anti-Semitic or
no? Oh, hell no. Okay. I'm hell no anti-Semitic. But here's the danger that AIPAC runs. They've been too cute by a half. They've tried to get Mike Johnson, and he's willingly done this, conflate in resolutions on the House floor that anti-Zionism equals anti-Semitism. Or even worse yet, that if you don't support Benjamin Netanyahu's war in Gaza, then you're anti-Semitic. That's absolutely false, and it does Jewish Americans a big disfavor to equate the two.
It does. We're trying to stop the UN's new pandemics of Ebola and Hantavirus. We're trying to stop nuclear war. We're trying to secure our country. We're trying to bring people together. And we hit massive censorship, bots, control, shadow banning, you name it. I'm still banned on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We're on X. We're on Rumble. Share the live feed. rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Share Real Alex Jones on X. Take point test coming up at AJ and Live. You've got all the power. You've got to use it. Do it. We can't do this without you. You are more important than I am. Take action now. Now, this isn't a prediction, it's a feeling. I believe Massey will, in reality, win the election tonight. But there's some, when the Pentagon gets involved in campaigns, and when all this is happening, unless there's such a giant landslide that it overrides the 10% fraud that can be baked in, and they got the machines and all of it, I think barring a miracle, Massey's going to have the election stolen from him tonight. But that's really kind of a gift for him. He'll probably run for governor after that and hopefully win. But I know how the globalists operate. When they're this obsessed with somebody, I think they're going to kill him. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and I'm not making a pure prediction. I'm just looking at all the evidence, and just it's a feeling. It's a feeling. And, you know, I've been chewed up by this very same system. And it's a lot bigger than just Israel. There's all these other forces that want to intimidate any member of Congress that doesn't vote for endless spending bills and, you know, corruption and AI dictatorships where all the companies are above the law. I mean, Massey has an incredible voting record. He's not a Democrat. Yeah, the Democrats, you know, try to act populist. I don't know if they like him, whatever. That doesn't matter. But this is a big deal. But regardless, Tommy Massey has already won. This will create 1,000 candidates. This will get so many new people elected. He's the new Ron Paul by doing this. And they can strike him down, but he will come back more powerful than they can possibly imagine. I mean, we got a video here of his house. He built all of this with the limestone from his own property in Kentucky there up on a mountain. Pizza oven, all of it. I mean, he's a very interesting classic Americana guy, and it's so sad to see this done to him. But it's okay, because just because they steal the election or whatever they're going to do, and barring a miracle, he's been winning usually with 75, you know, he wins by 20 points usually. They can have a Pyrrhic victory, but it draws out the system. Don't let this demoralize you. Let this show you what we're up against and how foreign powers control our country, all these different foreign interests, not just Israel. But Israel's really showing itself right now, and it's a shame that we've come to this point. And now the Israel Defense Minister is threatening, or said that he declared war on Europe because of indictments. I mean, this is just escalating so fast. I mean, look at Massey up on his mountaintop there. That's just amazing. Here's a reminder of the fact that all of us are standing against tyranny. God's watching. As long as you do the right thing, in the end, we win. We may not win a battle, but we win the war. I'm not throwing the towel on this. I'm just telling you my feeling. And a feeling is your subconscious and unconscious and thousands of data points. It's hard to even articulate. But this much of the system thrown against him, if they're unable to steal it, I think they kill him or try. So pray for Thomas Massey. Pray for the congressman. I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. Here it is. We meet again at last.
Waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
The power's a weak old man.
Your power's a weak old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
You should not have come back.
I'm Ben?
All right. That's what this is all about. They can pick off our leadership and we'll just go away. We have to be steadfast and follow the course through. That's what God wants. God's watching. Nick Fuentes is coming up. Remember, the censors don't like this information. What are you doing to stand up for yourself and your own future? Promote what the bad guys don't like. Take the live feed from Alex Jones on X, the feed from Rumble, rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live. Hit your whole email list every day with it. Here's the forbidden information. Here's what I want you to see. When you see this, share this. Tell those you share it with to share it. Complete the chain reaction. That's what you write. Real Alex Jones on X. If you don't want to promote X or you don't want to promote Rumble, alexjoneslive.com/show. That's the new news site, alexjoneslive.com/show. That's the next leg of the info war that belongs to the people. Now, separately, it takes funds to do this. I want to hire more hosts. I want to go at least 19 hours a day, 5 a.m. to midnight. That is my goal by the end of 2026. But I have all the will to do it, but I can't do it without you. I ask humbly, as your servant, as a servant of liberty and freedom, humbly to support us with your word of mouth, your prayer, financial support, and to make the commitment, to make the decision that's personal to you, to become a VIP for $30 a month in the profile, cancel anytime for free, one click. Instantly, you get $40 to spend each month when you get charged $30, so you make $10 if you're going to buy anything. Be a VIP. Special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything when you're a VIP. A lot of times products that are just for you. You get an email. It's only for you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a mega flash buy one, get one free sale of our two best-selling products. T3 trifecta iodine, the total game changer, the purest iodine out there. It's totally pure. Incredible things with your body. The missing link, ultramethylene blue, works very similarly with it, synergistically. Buy one, get one free of either one or mix and mash. Buy one T3, get methylene blue free. Or get two bottles of each you want. Buy one, get one free on ultramethylene blue and trifecta iodine. That is running for 48 hours. So we launched it this morning. It's running until... We launched at 11 a.m., so it's running until Thursday at 11 a.m. T3, here's your chance to get it. Methylene blue, tincture, it's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Also, methylene blue gummies. Same methylene blue, but even more concentrated. 40% off. War Cry smelling salts. I didn't know that was a popular thing. It's like a big seller. It's like better than coffee. It just like wakes you up or working out. Everybody does it. I always knew about smelling salts. I didn't realize it was such a hot thing. These are really stinky, man. Be careful. Ultra DNA Revival with the NAD and all the rest of the stuff. Just an amazing product for your DNA, for your cells, everything. That's all 40% off. Zeolite Tincture Detox. Creatine powder, the highest quality, atomic defense, immune boosters, give the whole body methylene red tincture, MK Ultra Brain Booster, Ultimate Chill and Energy, all 35% off. Iodine tincture by itself, methylene blue caps, CMOS and gummies, Shilajit caps and gummies, 30% off. And we have a limited edition t-shirt for Memorial Day. We are because they were, and the hat says never forget. This is about honoring the heroes who gave everything so we could live free. Grab the Memorial Day gear now at thealexjonesstore.com before it sells out. And that's what funds this operation. I salute you. And I thank you for your support. We cannot do it without you. There is a major uprising against the AI data centers. There are so many exciting things happening. We're in the age of the fourth turning. We're in the age of awakening. We're in the age of revolution. The left wants to launch their satanic revolution. We have to be there with our 1776 to counter their French-style system so that people have an option and so we win. Such a critical time to be alive. I am enlisting you in this battle. I want you to join the info war against the globalists. I need you to realize how powerful you are and to share the live feeds right now at alexjoneslive.com/show, rumble.com/the Alex Jones Show Live, and on X at Real Alex Jones and AJN Live. Do it now. Only you can take action.